the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did that.
Spooky, scary skeletons and shivers down your spine.
You're listening to WONY. Pony Antics. Stay spooky and keep it locked.
Mike Rowe here with a gentle reminder that civilization is held together by pipes, wires, and cables. It's true. There are over 5 million miles of gas lines, power lines, fiber optic lines, water lines, and sewer lines all buried beneath your feet. And every 60 seconds, somebody digs into one. Look, if you're thinking about digging around, do yourself a favor and call 811 first just to find out what's down there. Trust me, you don't want to find out the hard way. Call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more info.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. Thursday, April 24th, learn more about lead credit with the Lead at WONY Onset team at 5 p.m. Also happening at 5, an art gallery reception is happening at Fine Arts. On Friday, April 25th, the Empire State Service Corp is hosting a yoga meditation session from 8 to 1 p.m. located at the First Floor Lounge in Madison. On Saturday, April 26th, O-Fest Fair at the Quad from 1 to 5 p.m. Please note that the fair is free and open to the entire WONY Onset community, but some items and services have a fee. At 7 p.m., watch Neon Trees perform at the Alumni Fieldhouse. On Sunday, April 27th, CurlCon is happening this year from 12 to 5 p.m. at Lee Hall. This weekend's average is around 50 degrees. Expect a couple showers early Saturday. Music-related news, Coco Jones releasing her debut album, Why Not More? A surprise single from Lorde titled What Was That? And indie fans should check out New Things by Avery Friedman and The Crux by Joe. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great weekend and keep it locked.
Gah!
Okay, Boo, it's me. We're on air. Yeah, all the things. Today is April 27th, and I forgot what I was going to say. I had like a whole intro plan because I usually do that, but just absolutely forgot the whole thing. Today we're playing some IDM, okay? And, oh, I want to talk about some Melee because introducing like a new section of the show where I talk about Melee because I've seen some other people talk about like basketball on their shows, soccer maybe. But my sport of choice is the glorious Super Smash Bros. Melee for the Nintendo GameCube. Yeah. Because a lot happening. And where better to talk about it than on the public radio? Because I'm allowed to do whatever I want. First song up here, I'm going to play. I'm not sure. I'm going to play some Sweet Trip. Off their classic album, Velocity Design Comfort, this is Pro Love Ad. So, here we go.
Thank you.
next up here, I'm gonna play, I don't know if this counts, but I'm gonna play Ghost by Machine Girl. Really old track, or relatively old for the stuff I play. Came out in 2014, but I mean, this track has just become a staple of like internet culture. Also, I have something special planned for the end of the show for those listening who are so destined to hear it. So keep in tune. Next up, I'm going to play The by Aphex Twin. Just a classic track. Actually, no, I'm switching it up. That one's way too long to play right now. So, playing a different track. We're going to play Hold Up. Hold Up. Not playing a 9-minute song. Play Extol by Aphex Twin right here, right now. really nice track. Used to fall asleep to that a lot. Kind of sounds like Minecraft, even though everyone says that, because I don't know what I'm saying. Forgot what I was gonna play next. Oh yeah, here is a track that I recently found, probably like a week ago, if I can find it. Yeah, by this artist called Mouse on Mars. This track is called Juju. It's really interesting, so here's that. Thank you. really cool stuff. That track's from 1997, which is cool because it was hard to make stuff like that back then and hard to make it sound as good as that. Next up, next up I got Goodbye, Goodbye by Uzik, which is a cool name. Oh, I just read that out loud for the first time. Uzik, but it's spelled U-Z-I-Q. Huh. Okay, here's Goodbye, Goodbye by Uzik. Thank you. We're halfway through now, so I'm going to pivot to this news section, and I'm going to talk about Melee on air for the first time ever right here. So this week, or today actually, is a really good day to do it because there's a bracket going on right now, big major tournament, Nouns Bowl, happening in Ohio, and bracket has just been crazy. So many upsets, so close together, and potentially going to see a new player emerge winning a super major like this, which is really awesome. So, like I said, bracket's still going on. We're at top four, where we have German ICES player Nikki, Australian Fox, Josh Mann, and then Cody Schwab and Moth in losers, which is really interesting. Of course, Cody, known for his losers runs, may just take the tournament, but it would be awesome to see either Nikki or Josh Mann, who have just been ranked top 10, to finally take a tournament. As for the upsets here, there's almost every set could be considered an upset past top 12, which is crazy. Zane, number one Zane, lost to Donkey Kong player Junebug, and another great showing for Donkey Kong in general and Junebug, who's an amazing player, and then had to play number two Cody for ninth place, which is something we haven't seen in a long time. Zane and Cody sets are usually close, but to watch the two best players in the world play for ninth place at such a big tournament is something you almost never see. The aforementioned Moth, making top four at this tournament, went on a tear, lost to J-Mook in first round of top 32, and then went on to beat Crudo, Magi, Aklo, and then J-Mook again. Insane. All four upsets on premier top 20 players from someone who's still just emerging, you know? And to see Ice Climbers do it in this day and age is just remarkable. You know, I have a love for Ice Climbers, being an ICES main myself, but it's crazy. And to see two ICES in top four is amazing. Nikki's bracket was looked hard, but managed really, really well. Had to play Faust first round, but then went to game five with Junebug's Donkey Kong, which I don't think that's a matchup I've ever seen at a major, Donkey Kong versus Ice Climbers. Two weird mid-tier characters, but it was like game five last stock, and Nikki was just able to clutch it out. And then beat Mango, which is great. I will say for Mango at this tournament, my brain kind of made a parallel of him with LeBron James. LeBron is getting visibly older as Mango is getting visibly older, and it's weird to see as they both kind of approach retirement as the goats of their game, because Mango does look like he's 38 or whatever, which is, you know, props to him for doing it at such an age, but it's kind of sad to see, you know, knowing that he's going to retire soon. As for Josh Mann, sitting in winner's finals right now, without dropping a game, by the way, just crazy. Won against Aklo, Cody, and then J-Mook. All 3-0s, all kind of dominant 3-0s too, mostly 2 and 3 stocks, except for the games with Cody, which did get close, but still didn't drop anything. I'm happy to see him, like, really emerging as the player that he is, because he's just so good at the Fox Ditto, especially against someone like Cody, who will play it patient. Josh is good at just playing it patient back and taking everything he can get, which is really important. And then winning over J-Mook is just always nice, you know. For some players who are not left in the tournament, like Mango and stuff. Pretty standard brackets. What was I going to look at? Magi had what looked like a good run, but to top eight. But unfortunately lost to Moth. Game five, also lack stock, also kind of a nail-biter. That set was really, really close. But Moth was just, you know, able to kind of clean it up at the end. Which is interesting. I don't think I've seen Magi play against Icy's too much, but she seemed really, really solid in the matchup, especially on stages where she could shine off the top. Just really early kills and really, like, four full games, like four stocks, three stocks against, I think she played against Slug. That's the match I watched. So really nice, but did lose to Moth and in winners lost to Mango, who I thought she was going to have a sort of a chance against, but Mango looked really strong in the ditto, which is good to see. She beat Moki, though, which is just, like, always nice, you know, getting an upset. As for, like, character stuff, I think the metagame is definitely shifting. I think Icy stocks are up, and Icy stocks are up, and surprisingly, like, Falco stocks are up, which they have not been in recent times. But I think we're seeing Sheik and Peach start to struggle a lot more, which is weird to see, because those are pretty, like, solid characters who have been at top level for so long. But I think the weaknesses of Sheik, and especially the weaknesses of Peach, are really starting to be shown. I mean, we saw Aklo play Link against Samiris at Full Bloom, and that looked like bad. Because Peach can struggle, like, really hard in some of those matchups, and it was definitely shown. And I mean, Aklo plays Fox anyways, so having to play Peach and deal with Fox on every other stage, and then a Link on Final Destination, is just really tough. So, I don't know if there's going to be any, like, major changes to a tier list or what have you, but I definitely think the metagame is continuing to, like, shift, and we're seeing more players not pick up like top tier secondaries, but having those kind of weird, like, Aklo Link secondaries. JMook has been playing Zelda against Ice Climbers instead of going for the quite terrible Sheik Icy's matchup. And he's been winning, which is, like, really funny because Zelda is so bad. I'm trying to remember who else. Someone else was using Zelda, but I can't remember now. As for, like, mid tiers, the shift we're seeing is really nice. I obviously like that more characters are good now, more characters are viable. But I'm especially glad at which ones it is, you know. I'm not too big of a fan of Donkey Kong, because Donkey Kong does have a really, like, annoying time playing Falco. Because you get grabbed and then you die. But seeing, like, Link be pretty good. Not too much on Dr. Mario, but, you know, whatever. Seeing, like, Link be good, Yoshi be good, Pikachu be good, and seeing, like, Ganon be bad and Samus be bad is so, so nice, because, I don't know, I feel like we're moving towards, like, a really, really healthy spot for the game. When we hit that next plateau, we're kind of in, like, an age of innovation right now in, you know, experimenting with new characters and seeing what they can do. And that experimentation is not coming from like low level players anymore. I'm so glad to see like top 10, top 5 players play their low tiers in matchups that they feel confident in, as like a real counter pick instead of like joking around with your opponent. I believe Rocket was at Full Bloom 2, and Young Link looks completely different too. Like, he's going off. I think he was ranked top 100 again this year, which was nice to see. Okay, bracket just updated. I was waiting for that to happen. And Joshman beat Nikki 3-1, is in grand finals right now. And Cody did beat Moth, but it went game 5. So Cody will have to play Nikki again. They're playing right now if you want to go watch that. And I believe the last time they played was Don't Park at the Grass, where Nikki pretty frankly destroyed Cody. It was 3-1, I think, or 3-0. And I think like Cody might struggle against Ice Climbers. I'm not really sure. Nikki, though, has been like on top of stuff. Like, he, the way he plays that character is so different from the sort of traditional playstyle, which I feel like you could say about a lot of top level players. It's like, oh, they play so different, but not in the punish, but in the neutral, Nikki is like just moving. I feel like his brain is moving so much faster than his opponents, and it really lends him like these weird situations where you'll see him just like get a free stock out of nowhere. It's like, how did that happen? And it's because Nikki is like, he's just he's in outer space all the time. Like, I don't know how he does it. And he never drops anything. If he gets a grab, either it turns into 60% or it turns into a sock taken, which is what the Icies are supposed to do for them to be a good character. But doing it all the time like pushes me into like really believing in Ice Climbers as the top tier. And to see an international player do it is always nice. I think that's it for the Melee section. That was a nice like 15 minutes of talking about Melee, talking about Nouns Bowl. If anything interesting happens on bracket, I mean, Losers Finals is right now, and then it'll be Grands. If anything interesting happens, I'll chime back in, but I don't think that'll happen before the show ends. So we're going to hop back into the music, and I'm going to play... I'm actually not going to go back to IDM, I don't think. I'm going to play something different. I just cannot think of anything. Oh, I know. Car Seat Headrest dropping a new album this Friday. So I will play some Car Seat Headrest to commemorate that. I think I'll play Mod Gone. That's a great song. I didn't really have anything planned this week, so this is why everything's kind of off the cuff. But here is Mod Gone by Car Seat Headrest, playing the Teens of Style version, because I think it'll play better out of the speakers, even though I do kind of like the Monomania version more. Is that on Monomania? Whatever. I'm playing the Teens of Style version. Here's Mod Gone by Car Seat Headrest right now on WONI 90.9 FM, blah, blah, blah. Thank you. Okay, I'm wrapping up. So, what was I saying? Oh, I just wanted to end by giving a shout out to someone listening. Shout out to my grandma, the wonderful Maria. And I have a song to play for you. So, here we go.
Sei que toda vez que a gente briga
thank you for tuning in, and have a great rest of this Sunday. That's all for today. Yeah. Bye.
Try, you'll be the perfect man. I can be the perfect wife. 'Cause while the world burns, I still wanna try.
What a waste of time.
I don't know how necessary.
2, 3.
Got them Pasadena
girls anywhere else in the world. Rose City where the sun sets pretty. Only happens 'cause the smog is gritty.
But it's for me and you. Ain't got them Pasadena
girls anywhere else in the world. Rose City where the sun sets pretty. Only happens 'cause the smog is gritty.
But it's for me and you.
WONY, Oneonta, New York.
I'm Tiffany. I have some tips for you on how to quit smoking like I did. First, I did some reading about it. I found a lot of great advice on how to quit smoking and picked out the ways I thought would work best for me. I started by setting a quit date. Then I threw out my ashtrays, lighters, and matches. I did other things too, like exercising more, and it worked. But I'd still get cravings, especially on long car rides. To help me with that, I put a picture of my mother in my car. She died of lung cancer from smoking cigarettes when I was only 16. Now I have a 16-year-old daughter. That picture of my mother reminds me that I don't want to miss all the things my daughter is going to do in her life.